Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Realtor Shannon Nelson joins us from Burney Realty out of Fallon. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
You've worked hard all your life paying into Social Security. Now that's something to admire. But Sam Brown disagrees. In fact, Sam Brown was caught on tape calling a plan that could phase out Social Security and Medicare something to admire. That's what Brown said about eliminating the Social Security and Medicare hundreds of thousands of Nevadans rely on. There's nothing to admire about that. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Shannon Nelson. She's a realtor with Burney Realty in Fallon. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
For those that are in Southern Nevada listening to this program or watching it that are not familiar, Fallon is about an hour's drive from Reno.
Yes.
And a very nice place to be.
Yes.
If you're not already reading the Fallon Post, it's, I think, both of ours' favorite newspaper.
Yeah.
and it really paints a picture of a very nice place to live.
Yes.
So, over the years, we have talked about Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center from its inception.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've seen the explosive growth of people moving there.
Yeah.
And I've thought for a long time that instead of Reno Sparks, where the housing prices are so expensive, mm-hmm. that people would start moving out to Fernley and potentially Fallon and other places in the region,
right.
Because that would be where the affordable housing is. In seeing your ads in the Fallon Post,
right.
I've noticed that the housing prices in Fallon are comparable to Reno Sparks prices,
yes.
which surprises me.
Yeah.
Why are the housing prices there so high?
You know, and we have maintained it through different markets. You know, with the military, we do have military families that buy in our community. But yeah, our prices have maintained, as have Fernley. Fernley, even through the high interest rates, that type of thing, we see that sellers are adjusting, maybe giving credits to buy rates down, things like that. But it has been able to keep our prices there to where the properties are appraising. And the houses don't stay on the market very long. Normal is an average is about 40 days. So, you know, they roll over. We have small inventory. So I think it's kind of maintains those prices and keeps them, yeah.
And has the base expansion helped with pricing as well?
So
I should point out, it's a Naval Air Station, Fallon Top Gun,
everybody
knows.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it has. I think it's helped us. A lot of investors will come out and buy in Fallon with rentals. The rental market's really strong out there. So a lot of people will invest in those, and the military will rent from them. Some of the pilots, those type of people will buy in our area, some of our higher end homes, that type of thing. So yeah, we do get a boost from there, for sure.
Now, what percentage of people are coming from the Reno Sparks area, or people who are coming to work in the Reno Sparks TRI area, versus people who are moving up from living in the city to going to a more rural lifestyle?
See, and I'm seeing more of the lifestyle. I'm thinking, you know, we see more people coming out there that are, hey, you know what, I want a slower pace. I want to be able to maybe have a horse or two or something like that, a little land. We still have that to offer in Fallon. I think some of the areas as you travel out from USA Parkway don't have those types of properties. So we still have that. They are affordable. We have some manufacturing home options that you can get a little land, that type of thing. But I think people, they're just not getting the product maybe in some, you know, that allows for that lifestyle. And those people that are coming from California, they want it, you know, the Nevada, you know, it's like, hey, I want to have a little space. I want to have a little room, that type of thing. So we see more local people coming, moving to the community. I'm not seeing a whole lot of people that are driving, you know, commuting back and forth. I think a lot of those people want to be closer maybe into Fernley, that type of thing. It's an easier drive. So we see a lot of people coming from California still. We still have a strong market with those people. They're like, hey, we want to, you know, move over here to Nevada. So we're seeing a lot of those people.
And are those cash deals?
Yes, a lot of those are cash deals. Uh-huh. They're still able to come and buy in our community from what they're making over there.
So if somebody wants a 40-acre property in the Reno area, they're looking out at Red Rock, and they're looking at horrendous driving times, especially at the peak times, to come in and out. What size properties are available in the Fallon area?
Exactly, and we do have a broad range. So, you know, from half acres all the way up to the 40-acre pieces. A lot of the drive in Fallon with the bigger 40-acre pieces are we have the surface water rights where maybe some of these areas don't. It's more agriculture. So they're maybe looking for a little small ranchette type thing to where they can do that type of farming and that type of thing. So, we have a lot. We have a broad range, and I think that's why we get a broad range of people, that it's like, hey, we do have the city homes that are there for that type of lifestyle, and then also, you know, those little ranchettes that allow you to have more acreage. So, yeah, we have it all out there.
Well, one of the things I just found out, you know, I mentioned to you that we are big fans of Rachel Dahl on the Fallon Post, and it turns out you guys are related.
Yes, my cousin, yes. Yes.
But one of the things that I love about the Fallon Post is it paints a lifestyle that is bucolic. I mean,
yes.
I don't live in Fallon. I mean, I've been to Fallon many, many times.
Right.
But just, you know, days or a couple of day trips. But it's a lifestyle that's set back a few years.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. I agree with you. Yes. And it is nice though, because it's about a 45-minute drive for me to be into Reno, to where I get all of the things I need, the Costco things, the shopping, that type of stuff. And then I do, you know, you get to live out in the smaller ranching community where it is a smaller pace, that type of thing. So yeah, it is. It's a great community.
All right, let's take a break and we'll talk about some of the other things that are going on in Fallon and why people should think about it as a place to live.
Good.
We'll be right back.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low,
And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Shannon Nelson. She's a realtor out of Fallon with Bernie Realty. Fallon invested in an arena.
Yes.
How much of a difference has that made in terms not just only of lifestyle, mm-hmm. but also toward your business?
Right. So the 3C Arena, it's a beautiful complex, and it has brought equestrian events, but also other sporting events. They've had the Bighorn Sheep dinners out there, so they can accommodate a lot of different activities. So it's bringing those people that comes to those events realizing, oh gosh, we haven't been to Fallon in years. You know, this town, it's so nice, different positive things. They had a big wrestling tournament out there where it was people from Reno Sparks that is like, gosh, I didn't even realize that Fallon's grown so much. So I think it's a very positive thing. It brings those events that brings those people out to our community. And so, yeah, really nice.
Another one that's a big draw is the Cantaloupe Festival.
Yes.
As we're taping this, it's this weekend. So if you're hearing this on the weekend, you better get out there right away,
yes.
otherwise it's over. But those kind of events bring a lot of people too. Because,
yes.
I mean, it's still a big agricultural community.
Correct, yes, yeah. And I think people do come out. We have farmers markets, things like that, that draw. I'm surprised when I go down to those. I meet a lot of people from Sparks, Reno, those areas. It's like, oh, we just want to come out here and get that, that country feel and kind of be a part of this. And it is that, farming, agriculture, the livestock, the 4-H programs, things like that. So it's fantastic for our community.
Oh, and tell me about the movie theater,
yes.
that survives,
uh-huh.
with no income from people paying for the movies.
Yes, yeah. So you can get memberships, and there are different, you can sign up and you do little donations once a month. They'll have different fundraisers. My partner and I, we sponsor a fun run thing that they do just to raise money for them. But it's just a nostalgic, wonderful part of our main street down there. So it's great that they have that committee that has kept that together. And it's something that, is very inexpensive to go to the movies. We've done different fundraisers through there where they'll donate the money back to our fundraiser. But it brings families affordable, and they have good movies down there. So yeah.
Oh yeah, they certainly do.
Uh-huh,
and
yes.
Again, if you read the Fallon Post, either online or
yeah.
buy a subscription, you can find out what their free movies are,
right.
and go and enjoy them.
Yeah.
So, as the population continues to grow, right. you're starting to see interest from national builders.
Right.
So who's come into the market so far, and mm-hmm. what kind of properties are they building?
Right. So Horton came over to our community, and they bought about 132 lots, and they had houses mid-range. They started when they first came in about, about 420. Over time, the sales of those slowed a little bit, so they had incentives where they have their own lending programs. They're able to offer lower interest rates. They were able to offer washer and dryers, blinds, some great things for a lot of our military families, that the homes are all set up, ready to go. So they came in, built that subdivision out, and now they have pulled out. They're no longer building in our community. They finished that subdivision. We do have local contractors. We have a builder out of Fernley that is building, but we're seeing that those are going up one or two houses at a time. They're selling them, and then they're continuing.
Okay, so what's that going to do the market? Because
uh-huh.
if the national builder has left, at least for the time being,
right.
Are you going to run out of inventory pretty quickly?
Well, and there's talk of that, and I think that it does. That's why I think it has helped maintain our prices, because of the lower inventory. And I think with the local builders from the markets that have happened in the past, made a little nervous, that it's like, hey, we don't want to build too far ahead if things slow, that type of thing. So we just see that it's like, you know, those prices, they're able to maintain those little higher prices if they keep the inventory a little smaller and just release those. It's like, hey, we've got a buyer for that, we'll get it sold, start to build another one, that type of thing. So it does. I think it keeps our prices maintained, but our inventory is low, and we do hear that. That it's like, you guys need more houses, that type of thing. So, yeah.
So I know the Reno-Sparks area needs 50,000 houses over the next 10 years, so 5,000 houses a year. Mm-hmm. How many houses a year do you guys need?
So, you know, and that's, it's a hard question, because in the military, they're a little more tight-lipped. It's hard to get straight answers from them. We go to the chamber meetings, things like that, and they're like, we need more houses, we need more houses. They're building out there and expanding that. But I've been doing real estate for about 15 years, and my experience is that, you know, the market has been strong, it stayed strong, but like when Horton came in and they started building large numbers of those homes, they weren't going as quick as I think people expected them to do. So it is a hard gauge, you know, with the military, because they're coming in, they're not staying as long as they used to, kind of coming out, that type of thing. So what we're seeing a lot in Fallon is local people moving, maybe, you know, a different lifestyle of, it's like, hey, maybe we're downsizing, the kids have moved out and we'd like a smaller place, or people that want maybe more acreage, that type of thing, they're moving up. So that's kind of what we're seeing in Fallon. So it's hard to predict in Fallon, and, you know, the need for it. So I don't see a huge influx from the USA Parkway from when that came in to Fallon that has changed our market drastically. So.
Yeah, and there are going to be changes to that over time.
Right.
But I mean, you know, the Adams family bought, you know, 20,000 acres mm-hmm. back in 2005,
right.
And that really has only been partially developed.
Right.
And there's not a lot more development that could go on there. Silver Springs, there's a lot of conversation about development out there. Mm-hmm. Microsoft is
right.
Putting in a facility there,
right.
But you know, it's not drawing a lot of people. These data centers
yeah.
are great, but they for the construction phase,
right.
but they don't end up with a lot of employees at the end of it.
Correct, yes.
So, all right, so another issue is water.
Right.
How is the Fallon area doing for water? I know that Fallon is happy about the relining of the, you know, the TCID canal.
Right.
Fernley, not so much.
Right.
But you know, what's the water situation like in Fallon?
Okay, so the surface water rights, or our irrigation water rights, for our agriculture part of it, have been good the last couple of years because we've had good water years. So through the droughts, of course, that affects that. But as far as development, yes, there it's hard to get. It's very expensive to get, and it's kind of a private market. There's a few investors and stuff that have invested in those underground water rights, and we do have people that come in, it's like, hey, we'd like to develop this, then we've got to help them kind of direct them to get to access to the water, the underground water for development. So yes, yeah.
So do you know the current cost of an acre foot of water?
$20,000. I just sold one, yep.
Okay.
For a property that their well had gone dry and they had to switch over to a commercial. And so, yes, it was $20,000.
Okay. Is that high, low? I mean, where?
I think it's high because I sold some development rights a few years ago over in Fernley for a business, and it was $12,000. So, and that was about 3 years ago. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've seen the same kind of thing over the years with the Truckee River,
right.
where, you know, there's a lot of development going on, the prices go way up,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they drop dramatically, and
right.
you're like,
yeah.
what happened?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
How did this water lose its value?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Mapes Hotel, when it was blown up, people were very upset about that and
right.
concerned that it couldn't be developed, because they were hoping for it to be redeveloped as it had been.
Right.
And the problem was that the family that bought the property had sold the water rights for $2 million.
Right.
It had no water rights,
yeah.
and it would have been very, very expensive at that point in time for them to have replaced it.
Right.
So that never moved forward.
Right.
But $20,000 is not an inexpensive cost for
right.
an acre foot of water.
Right. Yep.
All right,
yeah.
let's take another break. Much more with Shannon Nelson when we come back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley-Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and seven brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Shannon Nelson. She's a realtor with Bernie Realty out in Fallon, Nevada. So one of the things that I loved when it was going on, but it hasn't been going on for quite a few years, mm-hmm. is the Fallon Air Show
okay.
out at the Naval Air Station.
Right.
Any talk about that coming back?
The Blue Angels and stuff, I agree with you, as I've been there many times.
Huge.
Took my kids. Oh, it was so fun, yes. Took my kids out there. They took the school kids out there. So no, I have not heard, you know, of the of air shows and things coming out there, but I think it is great for the base to get the community out there, to let them know a little bit of what's happening out there and allow them to access out there, because it was fantastic. I agree with you. So I have not heard of anything, you know, coming in the near future with that.
Okay, so yeah. I am sure that somebody connected with the base will be watching this program.
I hope
just
so,
know
yes.
that we would all love to make the drive out to Fallon
yes.
and spend some time
I
there.
Yep.
How did the population feel in your conversations about the expansion of the base? I mean, I'm sure from an economic point of view mm-hmm. that they were happy,
right.
but in terms of the growth, how did they feel about
right.
it?
And I think the base has a wonderful relationship with our community. The people that come in, that are stationed there, that's another great thing about Fallon, is a lot of people that have been stationed through the years in Fallon will get out of the military and they come back after they're retiring and want to stay in Fallon. And a lot of them have told me, when I first got stationed here, I thought, oh, Fallon, Nevada, oh no, I don't want to even go. And they come there and then they get involved in our community, that type of thing. So there is a really good relationship between the military and our community. It is exciting, but in the same time, there are those longtime Fallon residents that it does, you know, we wanted to see it staying an agricultural, farming, small town community. So, I think it's kind of a split type of thing, you know. We do have the space and the land that they have bought up to make the expansion on that. And they do have the no-fly zones, things like that. But, you know, I think there is kind of a little bit of butting heads sometimes with that, with the agriculture part of Fallon.
One of the interesting things to do if you're driving to Vegas from Fallon,
uh-huh.
And I'm not sure exactly what the road number is, but you go out there to go towards Vegas,
uh-huh.
and suddenly there's a couple of F-18s that fly up, you know,
yes.
over the top of you,
yes.
and they look like they're about 3 feet above
uh-huh.
you, but they're silent.
Yeah.
And then about 10 seconds later, you hear the sound and you duck.
Yes.
Because they've been breaking the sound barrier there. It's really quite an impressive thing to see.
Yes, no, absolutely. And we get people that will come out looking at properties and stuff and with the jets flying. And we do tell them that there's certain times a day where, yeah, you're going to get jet noise and you want to be aware of that because it is, you know, sometimes it's a little hard to even have a conversation with that flying over. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but the sound of freedom is.
Absolutely. Yes.
Exactly,
and it is so neat to see them. Yeah, it is very impressive. So, yeah.
All right. So if you're looking at your industry of realty, say 5-10 years out, mm-hmm. where do you think Fallon's going?
I think that it's I think it's a strong market. I see it continuing to grow and continuing to be strong. I see Fallon, and I've talked to different people that have businesses in Fallon and are on the thumb of, hey, what's kind of going on? And we just see it expanding and being strong and growing. So I think it's a very positive outlook.
Yeah. What's the current population?
25,000 Churchill County.
Right.
About, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so where do you see it in 5 or 10 years?
You know, and that's a good question because 5 years down the road, I mean, some growth, absolutely, but not a huge growth, I don't think. I think maybe, you know, up to 30,000 or something like that. But I don't see huge growth. I mean, I think that we're going to absolutely maintain, but I think that, a few thousand, over the next few years. But, yeah, I think we'll maintain a good, strong 25,000 there. So.
Well, we were up in Winnemucca and going to Thacker Pass for the mine up there.
Right.
And we were talking to the mayor. And he was saying the population right now is 20,000. Mm-hmm. And with this massive 40-year project, they were looking at potentially another 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. That's not a huge amount.
No,
so,
I mean,
with a massive project like that,
right.
It doesn't necessarily mean, a huge increase in population.
Right.
Well, for those that haven't been to Fallon,
yeah.
I do recommend, if you're in Reno Sparks, take a drive.
Yes.
And if you're coming up from Southern Nevada, it is definitely worth a trip. And it's not 120 degrees.
No, exactly. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for doing
thank
this.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Continued success.
Oh, thank
you. I see your ads every week, and so I know there's property for sale.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's not necessarily inexpensive.
Yes.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.